At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome once again to Robert Naur Unfiltered in the Villages. And today I'm just going to talk extemporaneously about some subjects, I guess, that kind of make me think. Should make you think, too. Now, roundabouts, traffic circles. 5 years ago, or more, actually about 5.5 years ago, when my wife and I left the Villages and went to Vero Beach, where they don't have traffic circles, we had just moved into and sold a piece of property on Deskin in Osceola Hills. Really nice house, custom built, 3.5-car garage. Bought it for $420,000, and during the pandemic, it was selling for $900,000. I felt like I had really fucked up after the fact by selling that house and moving away at all. But at the time, my wife said to me, "Hey, Bob, with a boat, you're going to have a very difficult time as traffic patterns grow and traffic grows and bicycle clubs and all the bullshit, turning left to get out onto 44 with a boat." And I thought about it and I said, "Yeah, you're probably right. I don't know." But when we left, on a typical day, there might have been 5 or 6 cars coming around the roundabout nearest our house. And at the main gate of Osceola Hills, nearest to the Publix, if you know where that's at, there weren't that many cars coming towards Osceola Hills from the newer side of the Villages south of 44. Wasn't that bad. But because it was not a roundabout at the main gate, which it probably should have been, they never put a roundabout in front of the gate. As a result, as traffic increases, people who live in Osceola Hills cannot turn left. You have to go down about a mile further south in Osceola Hills to get out at the roundabout at the exit gate. Well, nevertheless, ended up selling our house in Vero Beach for not much money, about $515,000. And today that house is worth $800,000. Each time I think I fucked up. It's so bad. But anyway, hey, you can't take it with you, can you? We're all going to die soon. So we moved back to the Villages after we had gone to Ocala to On Top of the World. And there are certainly distinct differences between the Villages and On Top of the World. They have their pluses, they have their minuses. The big one for me was you have to use drinking water, honest to God, drinking water, to water your lawn and On Top of the World. You don't have to do that in the Villages. It's reclaimed water on a separate meter. Much cheaper. Not cheap, but much cheaper. My watering bill was upwards of $500 to $600 the first couple months I moved into On Top of the World, which was astoundingly, staggeringly high. And I was like, what the fuck? So, and that led to questions. And so I have a previous podcast I had done about that. But nevertheless, roundabout. So we moved back to where we're living now. And of course, they have built more roads and more roundabouts. But one of the things that they have done differently is all the older roundabouts north of 44 were two-lane roundabouts, which allowed for more traffic, more flow, and ability to handle more cars. Well, it is my belief, and you can sound into this too, please chime in, that the Villages has royally fucked up by building their new roundabouts with only one single lane instead of two, as they used to have north of 44. And the reason for this is because they wanted cars on the two-lane highways they've got leading down to the newer section where the school, new school is, to lead in and queue up into a single lane as they went around the roundabout. Now, we're talking about a major, major throughfare for semi-trucks coming off of the turnpike and off of 75 going east and west. And I don't think that the village and engineers and the state thought about this much. They thought it was like a rural road in front of the Coleman Federal Prison, which it was at one time, because 470, which has now been bastardized and altered by the villages, used to be a rather rural road that handled insignificant amounts of traffic. And I guess from their data, that's why they did what they did with only a single lane roundabout. So they put a shitload of single lane roundabouts in the newer area of the villages, Middleton and all the area south of 44. And what is happening is all the cars coming and trucks, semi-trucks coming towards those roundabouts have to queue up into a single lane as they go around to the roundabout. Now, they built the roundabout the size of the old double lane roundabout, but they only put one lane in. What they did was they tapered it with fake red brick. You're not supposed to drive on it. You can't drive on it. But the semi-trucks are having, because of the length of their single and double lane, double load trucks, are having to have their double wheels climb up and over the road as they go around the roundabout in order to get around the roundabout. It's a very dangerous, dangerous affair. And it's only going to grow much, much worse. So that would make me say the following. If you're planning on moving to Middleton or the newer areas south of 44 near the new high school, you might want to reconsider that, because it is going to become the same type of clusterfuck that north of 44 is by Osceola Hills on Morse Boulevard with the double lane roundabouts. Because, here, now I'm getting to my point. So when we moved back to the villages and bought our fourth home here, I was astounded by the amount of traffic increase that had occurred over 5.5 years since we left. And I counted yesterday, because in the old days when we left Deskin and Osceola Hills, there might have been 5 or 6, 7 cars per minute. No, that's 5 or 6, 7 cars per minute going around the roundabout. Yesterday, I drove over there and I pulled off onto the grass just to reconnoiter and gather my collections here. I did it in 2 spots and I counted 150 cars in 30 seconds. That's 150 cars going around the roundabout, both lanes, in 30 seconds, not a minute. Now remember, 5.5 years ago, it was only 5 to 7 cars in a full 60 seconds. Yesterday, I counted 150 cars and trucks going around in 30 seconds. I had one of those little clickers. Holy shit. And what I also noticed was the traffic coming out of the side roads on the roundabouts, they were all backed up into the neighborhoods. Why? Because there are so many cars coming around the roundabout that the cars on the side, which are generally driven by people in their 70s and 80s, and as you know, people in their 70s and 80s, they're very reluctant to pull out into oncoming traffic, which is what you do have to do at a roundabout. You have to just put your fucking foot down to the pedal and go, or you're never going to get into that roundabout. And so consequently, drivers who want to get into the flow of traffic can't, because little Miss Daisy might be sitting there and she, well, I'm not going to go until all of the traffic is gone by so I can safely pull my car out. And that's not how it works in the villages anymore. You got to put your fucking pedal to the metal and get the goddamn out into the car, out into the flow of traffic, or you're never going to get anywhere and you're never going to get out of your neighborhood. So I really see that as a problem. But if it's a problem north of 44, just imagine what it's going to be like coming out of the newer areas trying to get into that single lane roundabout down on 470 by the Coleman Federal Prison in the new school. Oh my God. What a clusterfuck that is going to be. Now, if you're discounting what I'm saying, get in your goddamn car and go down there. Go down there during rush hour traffic in the morning for school time and in the afternoon from 3 to 5:30 and see what it's like. And you'll understand what I'm talking about. And think about it and you'll go, and what if semi-trucks have to come through here too? Oh my God, they're going to have to go up over the berm, up over the single lane rise. with their tires, which it was not meant to do. So, wow. So all those Publix trucks and trash trucks and everything, they have a really difficult time negotiating the new roundabouts in the villages. I think, personally, the villages royally fucked up. Let me know what you think. Anyway, with that, Bob out.